Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is K3FR, that is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. I don't have a specific topic for discussion tonight. We'll just kind of go through the general FCC question pool and pick questions out for submission and get your responses. So the next thing is, do we have any announcements? Do we have a board member with any of the announcements for this week? Over.
W4RKU.
Get control of receipt. I guess W4RKU. Go ahead, Kevin. Do you have an announcement?
The only thing that's upcoming event-wise is there's a session with down in Stafford at the Porter Library on this Saturday, and that's about the only thing. At the end of the month, we have to cook breakfast. But right now, August is usually a quiet month, so I have nothing else to announce. K3FR, W4RKU.
Thank you, Kevin. W4RKU. This is K3FR. Well, at this point, do we have any other ideas for discussion this evening? Net control standing by. Okay, nothing heard. With that, we'll start taking general check-ins. let me get mobile stations first. Mobile and internet-connected stations. This is K3FR.
This is KO4QVB, Louie from Woodbridge.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Mike Kilo Lima. Patrick, Mobile, and Dulles.
All right. Recognizes KO4QVB and KC1MKL. Patrick, welcome to the net tonight. Let me recognize KO4QVB. Do you have anything for the net, Ben?
No, sir. This is KO4QVB. I have nothing for the net, but thank you for running the net. I do appreciate that, and just kind of enjoying the evening that's starting to cool off. So enjoying that. So this is KO4QVB back to net. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Louis. And Patrick at KC1MKL, do you have any anything statements for the net? K3FR.
Good evening to you. This is Patrick, KC1MKL, Mobile and Dulles. And it's been a while since I've fired up the radio here in the car, and I just wanted to get on and see what was going on. So I think this is the first time I've been on this net. So good evening to you, and I'll check in some other time in the future. KC1MKL, back to net.
Okay. KC1MKL, K3FR, thank you. Now we'll go for check-ins. general check-ins, go ahead. This is K3FR.
This is K1HTV.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. No comments.
W4RKU.
AK4GG.
This is W4VFW.
N7IVV.
KO4RBW. In and out.
KQ4EX Portable. Out of full run.
AG4VA.
HTV with a relay.
Go ahead, K1HTV.
Tell us if that clobbered, but you checking by internet is Rob, W4VFW. Checking in from Florida, I believe, or from Tennessee. No, was he Tennessee or Florida? Anyway, he was formerly an operator over at Flint Hill 50 years ago, and I think he has something to contribute. Since I mentioned that, there will be a special Cold War Museum event in the next month or so. So you might want to put down W4 Victor, Foxtrot Whiskey, Rob via Echolink. And his call got clobbered, but I recognize his voice, Dad.
Okay, because I did recognize a double there on top of Gil. Get Rob's name in here. Okay, so far that recognizes, we've already got Kevin in, W4RKU. I've got K1HTV, KO4WYX, AK4GG, KM4OZH, N7IVV, K4RBW, and I have a KQ4. I'll need to fill on the rest of that call sign. And I'll recognize AG4VA and W4VFW. Are there any other check-ins at this point?
KN4FPL, in and out.
This is KO4VNZ, in and out.
So I had a double on top of Chuck there. This is last call. I have I picked up KN4SPL and KO4VNZ. With any others?
KJ7ATV.
KN4QXD, in and out.
Okay, I recognize KJ7ATV and KN4QXD. KN4QXD is in and out. KN4SPL was in and out, and I'm not, I don't remember if Chuck was in and out there. So let me go down the list, hold it there. We'll go down the list from the top. K1HTV, go ahead, K3FR.
Duran, good evening to everyone on the net. This is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. And we're starting a magnetic storm. The K index has just jumped up to 6. It was pretty high this afternoon. Magnetic storm caused by a solar eruption about 2 days ago. And they expect the K index to go up to 7 by tomorrow. Let's see if they're accurate enough. They hit this one right. But even with the high K index, I didn't expect to have too much work, be able to work too much DX. To my surprise, at about 4 p.m. on 17 meters, was able to work J28HJ in Djibouti over in Africa, S79 KW in Seychelles, which is out in the Indian Ocean, around 4:30 on 15 meters, and it went up to 12 meters. And surprise, surprise, on 12 it was open to 4X4 in Israel and a 7X-ray in Algeria. Very surprised to see 12 meters open at that time of the day, that far, because it was well after dark over in the Middle East. So went up to 15, went down to 15 meters, a bunch of JAs, 4X-ray and HZ in Saudi Arabia. So even with the high K index, still able to wear quite a bit of DX, including four Spanish station, a guy on Gibraltar and Balearic Islands, and even a YB in Indonesia at about 23:30, which is about 40 minutes ago. 30 meters is open, the long path to VK6, worked at VK6 in Perth, as well as in Morocco and a 4X-ray. That's with a rotary dipole, a trap dipole on 30 meters. So, anyway, solar flux was 123 last I saw, and the KNX was 6, and expected to go up a little bit higher. That's about it for me. We'll see you guys throughout the week, and hopefully we'll have some good radio conditions after the magnetic storm stabilizes and goes away. We'll hopefully the ionosphere us real, be pumped up even more. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Well, thank you, Rich. K1HTV, K3FR. Good report there. And let me start you off with your question. This comes from the general license exam study guide. I won't give the ID of it just in case anybody has it. They open and wants to try to figure out what question we have. So the question is, which of the following complies with good amateur practice when choosing a frequency on which to initiate a call? A, check to see if the channel is assigned to another station. B, identify your station by transmitting your call sign at least 3 times. C, follow the voluntary band plan for operating mode you intend to use. Or D, all of these choices are correct.
K1HTV. Kind of about asking 3 times, but I didn't catch what the third one was. Say, what was the third one?
Follow the voluntary band plan for the operating mode you intend to use.
Sounds logical. I'd say all D, which is all 3 of them. Although I probably would ask a couple times, not 3 times, is the frequency in use on sideband. Anyway, that's my guess. Last time I took an exam was 1960, so I'm a little rusty on exams. Over.
No, you and I are about the same time, K1HTV, K3FR. Well, the correct answer is actually C, follow the voluntary band plan for operating mode you intend to use. This wasn't trying to decide or find out if the frequency was in use. It was choosing a frequency on which to initiate a call. So that pretty much checked out B, which is what you selected, call 3 times, even though that is a good operating practice. I'll agree to find out if the channel, the frequency is being used. Okay, we go now to W4RKU. Kevin, our vice president.
K3FR, W4RKU. Good evening, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight. It's nice to hear you do one. I don't have much to add. Rich's comment about the way the bands were acting when I did today's CWT, I was waiting for the worst because of the predictions, and 15 meters, I mean, I think I worked more DX than I did North American stations. I could barely hear them, but I was getting strong signals from Europe and Spain. Well, I guess Spain's still in Europe, but anyway. So, yeah, it was very funky, but, you know, as soon as I went up to 20 meters, the signal-to-noise ratio was very noticeable. So, that's all I have to add tonight. So, K3FR, W4RKU, back to you.
W4RKU, very good, Kevin. And your question is, what is the voluntary band plan restriction for U.S. stations transmitting within the 48 contiguous states in the 50.1 to 50.125 megahertz band segment on 6 meters? A, only contacts with stations not within the 48. B, only contacts with other stations within the 48 contiguous states. Only digital contacts, only SSTV contacts. What's the correct answer? Over.
Run that by me again. It's just a question.
Just a question. What is the voluntary band plan restriction for U.S. stations transmitting within the 48 contiguous states in the 50.1 to 50.125 megahertz band segment?
I'm going to say D.
What was that, B?
D Delta.
Well, I'm sorry, negative. That is a common DX window for 6 meters for voice, and I guess you can also use CW in there too, no problem, but that's voluntary DX window. So it would be only contacts within stations, not within the 48 contiguous states.
In other words, DX. That was answer number A, or letter A. All right. Thank you very much, Kevin. Matt, KO4WYX, do you have anything for us? K3FR.
This is KO4WYX. I have nothing for the net. I'm in and out. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Mind if we ask you a question then?
I'm always up for a good question.
All right, fine. Jump forward a little bit here. What should you do if a CW station sends QRS? A, send slower. B, change frequency. C, increase your power. Or D, repeat everything twice.
I'm going to go with A, Bob. Answer's A.
You said A, slow down?
Yes, sir. A, slow down.
Okay, and you're correct. QRS with a question mark says, can you send slower? All right. And now we go to John here, AK4GG. This is K3FR for Paranet. Over.
Good evening, Ron, and the rest of the group. I'm not doing too well with these questions, I got to tell you. Might have to hand my license back in. I just want to point out to everybody the special event station. So I'm kind of throwing this together. We've got a call sign, K4V, V for Victory, V for Vintel. Hopefully that's okay to put out on CW. We still intend to run two stations, SSB and CW. There'll probably be no digital because that's not really in keeping with the flavor of Cold War. So I'm just sort of throwing some little PowerPoint together. I'll be calling for operators and also people to assist setting up the stations and pulling them back down again. It'll be on the first weekend of October, 1st to the 2nd of October, and we'll probably operate 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock at night. It's not competitive at all. It's really a public event. Nothing much else to report. Back to you. I'm looking forward to my really tough question. I hope you're wearing that fancy hat, Ron. K3FR, AK4GG.
All right, AK4GG. Well, let's try this one here. What does the Q signal, QRL, mean? A, will you keep the frequency clear? B, are you operating full break-in, or can you operate full break-in? C, are you listening only for a specific station? And D, are you busy, or is this frequency in use? Over.
I have no clue, actually. I'll go for D, is the frequency in use. Over.
Actually, that's correct. I believe it's CQRV, I think. Are you listening for a specific station? Full break-in is QSK with a question mark. And will you keep the frequency clear? I think that's probably QSY. I would have to look at the things myself. So you didn't kind of do that bad, John. Very good. Thanks for your comments and your information, and we'll be looking forward to working as K4V. I'm going to have to work my fingers up on that one, since it's going to help you out there. So, with that, actually, since Rob down in Florida has some probably some related information. He's checked in on the internet connection. So let me detour to W4 Victor Foxtrot Whiskey. This is K3FR with the Farah General Services Net. Go ahead, Bar Rob.
Okay. K4. Oops, I didn't write it down. I am W4 Victor Fox Whiskey. My name is Rob. I'm in Northeast Tennessee, small town called Irwin. If you're familiar with the area, we're 13 miles south of Johnson City, 40 miles south of the Bristol Motor Speedway. I was stationed at Warrington between December 70 and July 71. And then I ETS. 4 years. I came from 2 years in Vietnam to Ben Hill. And before that, I was in Germany for the Russian invasion of Czechoslovakia, where we worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. That was fun. Not enough time for drinking. Anyway, I've always tried to get an ASA net going, but I can't find any amateurs. I know they're out there, and I'm going to put some blurb on Facebook or something like that. When I was at Ben Hill, I volunteered to run the Mars station, so I got to play radio 8 hours a day until I got out of the Army. Over to you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Rob. That was very interesting about your career at Ben Hill and related stations. Always good to hear good background information. And my name is Ron, again, and my call sign is K3FR. That's Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo, or as I often say, King 3 Fried Rice. So I have a question for you then. Again, this is we're going to stay with the Q signals a little bit longer. What does the Q signal, QRN, as in Nancy, mean? A, send more slowly. B, stop sending. C, zero beat my signal. Or D, I am troubled by static. Over.
I can't tell if I was on. I haven't been on Echolink for over 20 years. I was into it when I got started. Talked to a friend for 25 years. Went to visit him and he died. That was in England. Back to you, sir, and the answer is static.
Rob, thank you very much. That's absolutely correct. It is, I am troubled by static. Okay, thank you very much for that comment again, too, and look forward to having you more on the net. Okay, now we skip back up to Gil in order here, KM4OCH. This is K3FR.
K3FR, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. Certainly good to hear another Manassas station in there. And let's see, so today I've been working on my my neighbor's new tower assembly, WB4TT, and machined a new aluminum top plate for the thrust bearing and installed that and getting the bearings and the rotator aligned. The sections are still on the ground. I've got three sections of stem assembled and working on the two top sections separately. And then we'll put that on and see about raising this thing up. But so this is all, it's all good and good. So I guess that's all I got for mine. So that I've been doing. So now I will stand here patiently and wait for to be embarrassed about my lack of knowledge. K3FR, KM4ZH.
KM4OZH, K3FR. What could be better than working on a tower? Other than working the antenna that's on top of the tower. Very good, very good. Interesting work there. And I can't think of a better use of a day in August than to do some machining. Okay, Gil, your question, again, comes from the General Fleischmann's pool, and it is, what is the volunteer monitoring program? A, amateur volunteers who are formally enlisted to monitor the airwaves for rules violations. B, amateur volunteers who conduct amateur licensing examinations. C, amateur volunteers who conduct frequency coordination for amateur VHF repeaters. Or D, amateur volunteers who use their station equipment to help civil defense organizations in times of emergency. A, B, C, or D, Gil? Go ahead, K3FR.
K3FR, KM4ZH. I believe I'm going to make my selection of A, Alpha. Over.
That's absolutely correct. Amateur volunteers who are formally enlisted in the to monitor the airwaves for rules violations. The volunteer examiners are B, and C, volunteers who conduct conduct frequency coordination are frequency coordinators, and D, the amateur violators, volunteers who use their station equipment to help in civilian defense organizations at times of emergency. They would be in the AES, Amateur Emergency Service. So, okay, we get down to, thank you for your comments. Now down to our club president, Brad, N7IVV, K3FR.
K3FR, N7IVV, thank you, Ron, you're doing a great job on the net tonight. Of course, I knew you would. You've got plenty of experience in life with ham radio, so. I've actually got one comment and a couple of questions. Number one, my comment is, it's operational, so it definitely counts for being here tonight. There are two modes that we tend to use, and I would like to clarify at least my interpretation of them, in my years of experience. When we check in, a lot of times we say in and out, but yet we really aren't. In and out means you're actually, you're checking in and then you're going away, walking away, turn the radio off, whatever. You're not staying on the net. Whereas checking in and simply saying no comment means I'm going to be here and I'm going to listen, but I don't have anything to say, so don't ask me when you get to me. So I would recommend that everybody think about that, just so we know. I mean, it's just good practice. I mean, if something came up and we did need to contact you during the net, if you said in and out, then that means you're gone and it would be a waste of time to try and contact you. Whereas if you simply said that you were with no comment, if something important came up and we needed to ask a question, more than likely that's not going to happen. It's just good radio etiquette, I think, to be a little more specific on what you're doing. Personal choice, of course. Interesting observation about the QRL, Q code. I did not know that. So also, then from an operational standpoint, if you're running CW, frankly, even if you're not, because we use Q codes frequently on phone, QRL is the much more appropriate code to use to ask if the frequency is in use, because that's what it means. Whereas QRZ literally means, who's calling me? We see that all the time in contesting, to say, okay, next contact, whoever contact me, especially, the DX guys. So that's interesting. I didn't realize that. There's a lot of Q codes out there that none of us use. Of course, they were all designed for CW to begin with. And then the other thing is more of a question to somebody. I don't even know who to ask. But for those of you who may have a copy of the band plan graphic from the ARRL, I've been looking at this for years. It's a nice thing to have. I don't have a printed copy. I just have it on my monitor, my computer here, just to remind me of what I'm supposed to be working and where, what my limitations are. Well, there's red and green. Red means digital or generally CW, and green means pretty much any mode, although generally single sideband stuff, phone. But there are a number of these bands on here that have a segment that is a kind of a crosshatch, white with crosshatch lines on it. And one of them happens to be that 50.0 to 50.1 block that you mentioned. And I'm wondering if anybody can tell me what that happens to be. And I'm going to have to put you on standby for a minute and come back to me for my question. N7IVV.
Okay, very good. Does anyone want to comment on Brad's last question there? I'm digging out my band plan, which is a little bit different from a different source here. And actually, from 50.1 to 50. 6.11 is also considered to be a DX window as well. So it's really that whole section between, at least by my understanding, from 50.1 all the way to 50.125 is the DX window. That doesn't mean you can't go in there. It's just hold contacts with U.S. stations, basically the contiguous 48 in that area. That's just proper. Rich, you've probably seen on the low bands too how the expression of the DX windows handled there. K1HTV, K3FR.
3FR, this is K1HTV. To answer your question about 6 meters, from 50.0 to 50.1, CW only. No digital, no sideband, no TV, no voice modes. Only CW. Generally, from 50.0 to 50.07, plus a little bit, maybe 08, you'll hear some CW beacons. That does not mean you cannot transmit below there. In Europe, when there were openings to Europe on CW, and there's not that many of them now, they're more on, everybody's on digital. But that there was a point when we had big openings on 6 meters, the Europeans would move down to 060, 070, below the 100 mark. Generally, when the band opens up and people want to make contacts on CW, they're generally between 090 and 110. You'll even see them above 100 at times on CW. And 00 to 010 is generally DX sideband window. That's the real narrow window that most of the DXers will be in, but they can be anywhere, of course. But we should stay out of that window from 100 to 50.125, except for working DX or Alaska and Hawaii. What was your question about the HF bands?
How are the DX windows handled down there any differently?
Generally, there's no sideband DX, there's no CW DX windows on the bands. Although you'll find by common use, like on 160, the JAs will be between, because of their limitations in the laws, up to about 1825. On 80 meters, nothing there. Most of the DX is in the bottom 10 or 15 kilohertz. Then, of course, you run into the digital stuff. And then, but on sideband, there's generally, you do not want to make any noise between locally and domestically between 3790 and 3800. That's generally considered a sideband DX window on 80 meters for the Sirius DXers. But as far as CW, nothing. Most of the CW for DX is found at the bottom 25 kilohertz or so of each of the bands. Over.
Oh, man. Okay, thank you. I think we're back to you then, Brad.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to take a phone call, so I missed most of the answer, but as I've been listening to what Rich said when I got off the phone and looking at the band plan, it's obvious now what that is. It's because what you said, the general answer is, at least on HF, that crosshatch, that white crosshatch on this band plan is CW only, and it's only marked for novice and technician. So obviously 80, 40, and 15 novices have got CW privileges only. So, okay, great. I've been looking at that, and I just never quite put those two together. So thank you for that clarification. Back to you, Ron, N7IVB.
Okay, N7IVB, K3FR. And your question, what skills learned during hidden transmitter hunts are of help to the volunteer monitoring program? A, identification of out-of-band operation. B, direction finding used to locate stations violating FCC rules. C, identification of different call signs. And D, hunters have an opportunity to transmit on non-amateur frequencies. Your answer, please, sir. N7IVB, K3FR.
B, for identifying out-of-band operations, mainly. Of course, we also play with it for other things, but B is the correct answer on that. It's a Bravo.
Right. B as in Bravo. Well, that answer is the correct one. Direction finding used to locate stations violating FCC rules, not identifying out-of-band operations. Okay. Come to, I think, Rich, K4RBW, then. This is Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo, for the Fox Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. Over. Okay, this is Net Control K3FR. I protest that he was then in and out. I had a KQ4. I didn't go back and get the full call sign on that, so can you fill me in? KQ4, question mark, this is K3FR.
Yeah, it's KQ4 Alpha Echo X-ray. I'm on portable, so let me know if you can hear me.
Yep, it's a little bacon, but we can hear you there. Go ahead.
Roger. Well, thanks for having me on. It's the first net I've ever participated in. Grab my portable. I'm out camping at Full Run Campground here and thought I'd bring it out. Passed my technician a few months back, already studying for general, so active duty military, stationed in the D.C. area, been here a few years, living in Fairfax, from Chicago, for the vets out there, spent some time in the 25th Infantry up in Alaska, Fort Wainwright, and the good old 82nd Airborne there down at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, also made some side trips there to the old Iraq and Afghanistan. I did get to play on all kinds of HF and UHF and VHF without a license, but you don't really need one when you're shooting at bad guys. Oh.
No, I guess you probably don't. KQ4AEXK3FR. Well, enjoy your night out camping there. And your question then tonight. How is a directional antenna pointed when making a long path contact with another station? A, toward the rising sun. B, along the gray line. C, 180 degrees from the station's short path heading. Or D, toward the north. Over.
So I'll say I'm a technician. I have not yet seen that question, so hopefully I come across it here in the general stuff soon, but I have no idea.
Okay, one of the great things to learn about taking questions is and answering multiple choice is identify them or just eliminate them as do they make sense or don't they make sense. In this case, the answer is C, 180 degrees from the station's short path heading. And the short path and long path, the short path reply refers to the direct path to the station, and that would be a great circle route. And the long path is the opposite of the great circle, or the complement of it. So it'd be 180 degrees from the station's short path heading. Rich, I know, uses that a lot in his DX. Matter of fact, he mentioned a little bit about it this morning, or this during his comment period. Good to have you on, and welcome back, or welcome into the area here. Let's see, Bob, I know, is in and out. So, Chuck, are you in and out, or are you still with us? KO4VNZ, K3FR.
This is KO4VNZ. Well, after listening to some of the comments, I probably should have said I had no comments. But I think I did say I was in and out. So in the future, I'll use the correct one. I'm old military, and what we always used was QRU. In fact, on the ship I was on, the motto of the Radio Shack was QRU forever. So really, I don't have any comments. I was glad to hear, though, that we have a call sign now for our special event. I've really been looking forward to doing what I can in that special event, even though it's just a technician license. It's very limited what I can do, maybe work some single sideband or something, or whatever. Other than that, I'm ready for my general technician question. Over.
Okay, KO4VNZ, K3FR. Well, this is a general question. What is the reason why many amateurs keep a station log? A, the ITU requires a log of all international contacts. B, the ITU requires a log of all international third-party traffic. C, the log provides evidence of operation needed to renew a license without request. Or D, to help with a reply if the FCC requests information. A, B, C, or D, Chuck? KO4VNZ, K3FR.
This is KO4VNZ, Delta. Final answer. Over.
And the man is absolutely correct there. To help with a reply if the FCC requests information. It's been a while since logs are absolutely required by FCC. And also the first two questions defer to the ITU. We're not regulated by the ITU, so those two don't come into play. And we have not needed to show time operating for renewal for quite a while as well. All right. Thanks an awful lot, Chuck, and have a good evening. Becca, how are you today, and what you've been doing this week? KJ7APV, K3FR.
K3FR in the net. This is KJ7APV. Well, this week I'm just getting ready for school to start next week. Enrolled in two different colleges out in Idaho and doing remote from Catlett, Virginia. And not much radio stuff, except for tidying things up and getting ready for putting up an antenna. And I actually have a quiz question for you, Ron. And would that be all right if I went ahead and asked this question? It's actually for the whole group.
I will take the question. If I can't, I'll have to defer to someone in the group. Go ahead, Becca.
Okay. At the Barry Jill Hamfest, I had to write a check to somebody because I was out of cash. And he gave me his, the vendor gave me his call and his address. It's in Manassas. So the quiz question is QSO with a question mark. QSO, anybody? I'm trying to reach the vendor, W4CRR. It's his call. I don't know if anybody knows him. But QSO, that's the question.
Okay, no, I'm not in contact with W4CRR. That's not a call sign that I'm familiar with. Does anybody have that, or have you also checked on the call sign lookup, either QSO, QRZ, or even the ARRL website has a call sign lookup?
I did check at QRZ, and there was no email. I just wanted to make sure he got the check in the mail, because I usually like to get a tracking number, but I just handed it to the mail truck, so... just trying to follow through. I hadn't seen post on my bank yet. So if anybody knows Chris, W4CRR, can you communicate direct or by relay, is what QSO means, that I want to know if he got my check, and just following through. And you can reach me at my call sign, KJ7. APV at ARRL.org. Back to you.
Okay, very good, Becca. We'll put that out. And does anyone need a repeat on that information, K3FR? I guess not. All right. Thank you very much. And finally down to the bottom of our list, KN4QXD. Sorry to make you wait for so long, Daniel. I'm sorry. I did not pass a question off to Becca. Becca, what is QRP operation? A, remote piloted model control. B, low power transmit operation. C, transmission using quick response protocol. Or D, traffic relay procedure net operation. KJ7APV, K3FR.
K3FR, KJ7APV. Darn, I was hoping you'd skip me. But I am doing this open book. So it says right here, as a question, QRP means, shall I decrease transmit power? And as an answer, it means, please decrease transmit power. Back to you, Nick.
Well, yep, that's very close. Actually, it was stated as, what is QRP operation? Wasn't listed as factual cue signal. transmission, I should say, low power transmit operation. Very good. So now we get to go to Daniel. KN4QXD, this is K3FR. What you been up to, K3FR? Over. Okay, I guess that's no answer from Daniel. Thanks. Either I wore him out or he was one of the stations that was in and out. And, Brad, I wanted to go back and make a comment about your statements regarding In-N-Out versus no comment type of stuff. Actually, at 7:30, if you listen to the Virginia Traffic Net, that's on the 147-300 machine up on Bloon Mountain, you'll hear that used a little bit more frequently there. There's no traffic, no comment, indicating that they won't have any information to pass back. And, of course, they also have the in and out, indicating that the station will not, they're just checking in for their call sign and that's it. Without ado, let me just check and see if there's any other new check-ins or rechecks for the net. Now, this is K3FR for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. Over.
7IVV.
Recognizes N7IVV. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Appreciate the reminder about the Blue Knot. Is it Blue Knot or Blue Knot? I think it's whatever. That's Traffic Net, so that's a good place to learn some good habits, too, I guess. I just wanted to mention that you skipped over AG4VA, and not as a criticism or anything, but he sent me a note just now and said he ran out of time and just wanted to say hi. Mark him down. If you didn't have him while he's on the list, you just overlooked him, I guess. But anyway, he was in and gives his apologies for having to leave a little bit early, so... thanks for running that. Good job. Back to you for tying the ribbons on. N7IVB.
Okay, N7IVB, K3FR. Yes, my mea culpa here. AG4VA is in there, and Alan, my apologies if you're listening. So with that, this is K3FR for the Faranet. I want to thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, that's w4va.org, or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Okay, moment here while I drop the announcements. Okay, K3FR, closing the Faranet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you all and good evening. 73.
N7IVV, KJ7APV. I wanted to fine-tune some more knowledge since we're clarifying some things. If you don't mind, I've got two questions.
Sure, but your audio is real low. You got your thumb on the microphone hole again?
Possibly so. Is this any better?
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you...
Whiskey 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
Well, my personal feeling is that the listening or monitoring is used in place of saying CQ when you're just kind of letting everybody know that you happen to be listening or monitoring on the repeater when you're, you know, if you just are not during a net. It would not be used during a net. It would just be general use, like people driving around, they get in their car and turn on the radio like a lot of folks do. Rich does it a lot. I do it. But even then, that's not necessary because a lot of times all you got to do is just give your call and it's kind of assumed that you're saying, I'm here, I'm available if anybody wants to say hi. But that's kind of what monitoring and listening also mean. But like I say, not during a net. You would just use the other two.
Okay, thanks. Got it. I kind of thought that it relates more to repeater operations instead of net. Okay, my next question is, say we are talking not during the net and several people join the discussion and we go around the circle so everybody gets a turn. This is a little word thing. Somebody will say, okay, for instance, if it's my turn to talk, I will say, is the word in or and? Okay, so I will say KJ7APV and the net or in the net, which is it?
Actually, it would be neither one because a net is a formal get-together. It's a formal group of communication generally directed like we're usually doing. Not always, but, you know, if you're just all chatting on the net and you got a group, there's really no need to do that except to say anything. I mean, it's quite common for people to say, this is N7IVV in the group, but that's completely unnecessary. It's not a requirement. It's just sort of personal habit, I think. But I guess the answer, direct answer to your question is neither one. You wouldn't use the net moniker at all.
Okay, my mistake. So it sounds like in the group for just an open discussion. But during a net, I've heard people say, and sometimes I've said it and I'm still not clear whether I address net control, give my call sign, and also say in the net or and the net.
Well, that one's kind of interesting too because some of that is just personal preference. Some of it is over-interpretation of the rules. And again, this is not an A, B, or C answer for you, but when you're in a directed net, net control will give communications over to you, for example. And if you're doing it back and forth, if you have information to transfer to net control, but he or she's going to ask you a question back or a comment back, you really don't need to give your call again. First of all, you only need to give your call every 10 minutes anyway, by rules. And if you're in there going back and forth, there's no need for you to give your call every time. However, when you are finished and turning it back to net control to then move on to, for him or her to move on to the next person, that's when you would give your call. And a lot of people will say back to net or whatever. So it would not be necessary. It would even be